money.
That's why this fuck don't cost $800, and that cost $200. And I don't know what that cost, that'd be a shame to work. That's why I wear good and shoes, and roll my butts, and I get a limousine stuck out there a mile long.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use, and they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.
All right, thank you for joining the ESBC podcast, which the purpose of the podcast is to make us money. Second purpose of the podcast is to make you money. And the reason we say that is that we're not like these hypocrite athletes, and then we'll say politicians too, right? Politicians give us these generalities. They don't give us specifics. That's why we give you 70%, because that's our goal, 70%. 52.5% is break even. All right. Been a crazy week. So we're going to go fast this week. And we got the Marine Josh Luna. Thank you for your service. Yesterday was Veterans Day.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. I had to have a few drinks for the vets out there.
Right. Right on. One for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm waiting to lose weight before I start drinking. All right. So let's go through.
Cleveland, Houston. You know, this one's going to be a tough game. This game is in Cleveland. The weather is going to probably be a factor again.
Right.
And yeah. How are you feeling about this one, Josh?
Bill Callahan, that's big important for you people to remember as the offensive line coach for Cleveland. They got in some all pros in the offseason. They're going to control the game for games like this, really bad weather games, 80% chance of rain. So the running game, bring on your running shoes. You're going against Romeo Crennel. And Romeo Crennel is a defensive-minded coach. He wants to put it on the defense. So the offense is going to run to protect the defense, which is different from what Bill O'Brien does. But Deshaun Watson is used to doing that at Clemson. So for that many reasons, this game is going under. I do not trust Cleveland in the points because Cleveland – it's what I call a loser team, right?
Yes.
They're like your family member that's always asking you to borrow $20, and you say, I'm not going to let you borrow $20. I'm going to give you the $20. Because, you know, you're never going to see those $20 again. Anyway,
yeah.
If you love them, you're going to give them the $20. So we're going to give Cleveland the money line, but we don't trust them with points, and we definitely trust the under in this game.
Okay, sounds good. That sounds pretty good. Next one is a – not really the biggest game, not the sexiest game of the afternoon. Green Bay, Jacksonville. Green Bay is going to blow them out. -13.5. You got to take Green Bay. It is in Green Bay, right? I'm sorry. Yeah, it's in Green Bay. You got to go with Green Bay.
Right.
Poor Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, we're going to Green Bay. Green Bay -13. You want to get it off that key number? And we're going to go under in the Green Bay game. And that's under 50.
Okay.
50 Green Bay. -13.
Okay. What about the Tampa Bay and Carolina game? How'd you feel about that one?
It's a revenge game for Carolina.
Yes.
Matt Rhule, right? Has been studied, smart guy. He almost pulled off that game with no talent, right? Against with zero talent against
Kansas City. They right? came close, yeah.
Yeah, we love that game because we picked the over and picked that huge inflated line, right?
Yeah,
so it's an inflated line.
Easy cover.
It means that people. And remember, I have an MBA, I have a Master of Business Science, I have securities licenses. So I look at it from a business financial prospect. So it's that old book people can look up, Irrational Exuberance, right? Where the whole group thinks something and they go one way and you're like, well, I'm going to go the other way and make that money. There's too, that game is too inflated, man. That price is too high. So that Kansas City price was too high last week. So we went, right? Go low, invest low, right? And sell high. So we invested in Carolina low, right? Plus that big number. And we're going to do it again this week. We're going to go
yes.
7 points. And because Matt Rhule is a smart guy. And we saw last week Sean Payton and the defensive staff of New Orleans completely outcoach the Tampa Bay, Todd Bowles, Arians.
So, oh, they destroyed them all across the football. They just manhandled them. So, yeah, the coaching, yeah, they did it. They did it to them last week for sure. Carolina's going to do the same thing and keep it close.
Exactly. I like they're all great coaches, right? Todd Bowles, Arians are great coaches. Just as these other guys are greater coaches. So I like Joe Barry, right? I like Joe Barry a lot. He won a national championship with LSU last year. And the year before that, he was with who? The Saints. So let's go Carolina and that under.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. After that one, we got Arizona versus Buffalo. Or was that the next game you want to go over, right?
Yeah. Go over.
Okay. Arizona-Buffalo. This game is really tough. I mean, it's going to be in Arizona. Buffalo is doing pretty well. I mean, they're 7-2. They got a big win last week against Seattle. Arizona, you know, they're coming off a loss. How are you feeling about this one?
Seattle, even though their defense is horrible, right? Pete Carroll's an old school guy. What that means is that, you know, they've been hitting. They have these illegal practices where they've been hitting. And they're a physical team. So that means that when you play them, it used to be the Steelers like this. The next week, you're going to be beat up. So this is a beat up Buffalo team that, again, right, for the second time, go across the country to play Arizona, who's coming off a loss, right? In the Buffalo defense, that zone they play, right? Zone, you go crossing routes. Man-to-man, you go vertical routes. So DeAndre Hopkins, Fitzgerald, and that running game, right? Man, this game's going over. Right, because Arizona doesn't have the greatest defense in the world anyways. And a lot of these Buffalo people are going to sneak out. I don't know. I think Cuomo's going to close the casinos, but maybe they'll do it on their app. A lot of Buffalo people are going to inflate this line. So go with your Arizona Cardinals on the money line over 56.
Okay, let's do it. I like that one. I like that one. Which one? What other game you have next to us? You thinking? Let's go with Miami, LA.
Miami, LA. What are your thoughts on that one?
Okay, so Chargers. You know that's a good team. That's a good football team. They barely beat they almost beat the Raiders last week. They have so many close calls, and again, Vegas is putting them down at within one a pick 'em pretty much with Miami going to Miami. But we got to go with Miami because they cover in the second half. I mean, Tua's going to do it. It's going to be Tua time again. And put your bets on Miami to win this one.
Right, Miami. Let me look at what the weather's going to be in Miami.
Oh, it's probably going to be nasty. Hot. Humid.
Yeah, so it's going to be super humid. Second half. I think we've only lost – we're going into week 10, and we've only lost one game betting the Florida teams – on the second half line, right? And you got a Charger team that doesn't have depth to begin with. And one thing that I saw that you rarely see, and in a way I felt bad, I didn't want to see, but it really looked like Anthony Lynn was about to cry. I was about to cry with him too.
Oh, yeah. Catch. They almost had that.
I felt that was a catch. Oh, man. So it's going to be 84 degrees, 73% humidity in Miami. And it's really nice weather out here, right? So you got these LA guys going to Miami. Man, it's going to be a mismatch, especially in that second half. And plus, they're depressed.
Yeah.
After losing all these close games, now you have to travel. And then not only do you have to travel, you're going to wear a helmet and pads in 90-degree heat and 73% humidity. I think that adrenaline and everything else is going to drain at halftime, and you have to go with Miami, and you have to go over the 48. I think even that 48 is kind of low.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, I think it's going to go over for that game too. I think Tua and Herbert, I don't really trust those defenses. Their young quarterbacks are going to make mistakes. They might put, you know, the other offense in a great position too with some turnovers. So, exactly. So that's what I'm expecting. Defense might score a touchdown from one of the teams too.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, you nailed it on that, especially the part where I wasn't thinking about that, and you nailed it. The whole thing about the defensive scoring, the defensive touchdown.
Miami had a few, you know, return defensive touchdowns, a few defensive touchdowns against the Rams the last time. So, yeah, look for Miami and do get one more today.
Right.
Okay. San Francisco traveling to New Orleans.
New Orleans. What do you think about that game?
It's going to be a close. I mean, it's not going to be a blowout like most people think. The Niners have been having a terrible year, you know, all these injuries. But they had the bye, coming off the bye. They're probably going to, you know, get this to cover at +9.5. Keep it a close game. They're not going to win this game. Sean Payton, Drew Brees, you know, we trust them. They might be coming off a little bit of a letdown after a big win against Tampa Bay.
Right.
Check the Saints on this one.
100%. I'm going to buy the half a point, make it 10. And let me look at the over-under in that game. The over-under is 49. The average score of an NFL game is 45. And you got John Lynch not sleeping, the GM. And remember, the ball head guy who's in really good shape, who comes from Seattle, and Pete Carroll. So they've been all week, man, game planning for this game. So go with that under 50. By that point, under 50. You 50.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cincinnati. You know, they've had a bunch of question marks this week. Oh, no. Pittsburgh has had a bunch of question marks this week, and they're going to Cincinnati. They're playing, you know, Burrow and the squad. And I don't know, something about the, you know, plus at the 7 spread, I'm feeling like Cincinnati can make it a pretty close game.
Right. Exactly. And they're coming off a bye. It's a division game. And Burrow has been able to stand in, man. Stand in with no problem. He's been able to, with no problem, able to stand in and show no fear.
Yes, yes. Okay.
So we're going to go with the under in that game. And we're going to go with Cincinnati.
Okay, okay.
Cincinnati, like +8 or whatever.
Yeah, +8 and then the under. Okay. All right, okay. What about our Raiders for this weekend? Raiders, Broncos in Vegas. First time they're meeting this year.
The Raiders,
right now. Yeah.
The Raiders look good. They've been looking good lately, especially in division games, right?
Yes.
Gruden does come from that that Andy Reid tree of, and even Belichick's like this, where for sure they want to win division games. The over-under is 51. Both guys are control freaks. So I think, let me make sure, but I believe this is the first time they played this year.
Yeah, this is the first time.
All right, so the first time they'll go over. I mean, they'll go under.
Okay.
They have their best defenses against each other. Shut each other down. And Broncos. The last time we saw the Broncos, because the Broncos are kind of like one of those seesaw teams.
Yeah.
They play good, and then the next week they play bad.
No, I know. And then they just lost this week. You know, they played a close. I mean, they started slow against Atlanta, and they made it a close game towards the end.
Right.
So.
Right. So I gotta go the other way. I gotta go Denver +4.
Yeah. Okay.
Denver plus four. And then for two coaches who's their philosophy, even though one's an offensive guy, one's a defensive guy, they both like to control the game. They both like to keep their defenses fresh by running and having clock. And they both know each other. If I know it, they know it. So their best game plans is going to be the first time they meet. And 51 points is too much for these guys. Average score of an NFL game is 51. So look for this game to be 27-23, right? So you, yeah, take, you buy that half a point, take the Broncos 4.5, and take that under 51.
Okay. Okay. No, I like the Denver pick. I think the Raiders, you know, they're coming off another close win. I think they're going to make it close again. Right. I think the Raiders still win. I just, you know, it's probably going to be another last second play that the Raiders are going to win on.
Right.
You know, defensive stand. It's probably going to be something like that again.
I 100% agree. 100% agree. So we have make sure we have all the right games because it's been switched around on us because of COVID, right?
Yeah. After that, there's the Rams and Seahawks, that game. Seahawks.
What do you think about that game?
Oh, I think, again, I think we're separate on that, right? We have a little disagreement. I'm no, thinking Seahawks got to end that losing streak. They got to, you know, they're hungry for a win right now.
Yeah, no, we agreed on that. I took your advice.
Yeah, Seattle. I think Seattle's going to do that.
Seattle's going to win, and we got to go over. You might take Seattle money line.
So oh, yeah.
We'll go three sides of the bet, right? So
yeah.
Seattle plus two, Seattle money line. And since Seattle's defense has been so horrible.
Yeah, Rams definitely.
Been so horrible. We're going to go over 54.
Okay.
We're going to go over 54. And again, anybody out that's jumping on Periscope, if you have any questions, let us know. All right, so we're going to go Seattle money line, Seattle plus two, and then over 54. Both defenses have been horrible.
Yes.
Regardless if it's a division game. All right, so our last two games, the Marine Josh Luna,
okay,
are Ravens Patriots Sunday night. And then Monday night, it's the Vikings at the Bears, and it's plus three Bears.
Okay, so definitely Patriots. It's in New England. You know, they're coming off. They should have beat the Jets. You know, that was an embarrassing win.
Right.
That was an embarrassing win. They should have beat them a lot better than that. Right, exactly. Belichick's going to get on them. There's going to be a close game. I think Baltimore wins, but I'm taking New England at plus seven.
Exactly. Same here. I'm going to actually buy the point, go plus eight, and I'm going to go under 44. Both basically defensive coaches. The Harbaugh family loves to run the ball. They have a running quarterback. They like to keep the defense fresh and run clock. So that makes these games go under. So
okay,
Patriots plus eight, under 44.
All right. And what do you think about Chicago and Minnesota?
Chicago, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Dogs on Monday night are 80%. And in Chicago aren't world leaders. Neither are the Vikings.
Yeah. I think Minnesota's, you know, they're kind of overrated.
Right.
I think Chicago's gonna cover that game.
Right. And the Vikings are 3-5 this year. They're in desperation mode. They might win by a field goal by one, but definitely this game's going under. But I'm gonna buy half a point and then buy a point to cover myself because these are two very iffy teams.
Yeah.
Go Chicago plus three under 44.
Okay.
Remember, the average of an NFL game is 45. And actually, we missed one game because the reason we missed it is because they're two horrible teams.
Yeah, which one was this one?
And now we got to start tracking the Lions, right? Because, you know, that we're going
to be
getting that Thanksgiving game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they're on a bye this week, I think.
So the Lions are a minus four over under is 46.5 against Washington.
Oh, the Lions?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lions at home against Washington.
This week?
This week.
Okay. I think Detroit's on a bye.
Yeah. Let's see if there's a COVID scare or something.
Yeah, because it's not coming up. Yeah, I don't know why it's not coming up on for.
I guess when there's an injury or something like that, they won't.
Oh, because it had Stafford. Because Stafford had a COVID scare. Or he's, yeah, that's right. He was on the COVID list or something.
Okay. All right. So when they put it back on the board, I'm thinking Detroit all the way. And probably it's going to be over, right?
Yeah.
Washington's keeping their best defensive game plans for division games. So this is a game outside of the division at Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And Detroit has the better quarterback if Stafford plays. So that's a big if.
Okay.
If Stafford plays. All right.
All right.
A very exciting week. We're ready to go. Last week, we were profit again. We weren't as close to 70% as we were the week before, but we were still in the 60s. And then tomorrow, the Marine, Josh Lewin, and I will gear it up again and give you college football winners. I'm very excited about every week, but I kind of like this week as we got a beat on the Pac-12. You know what's going on with them. No more rumors. We saw them. All right.
Yes.
What are your final thoughts, Josh Luna?
I'm ready for this week. I'm ready to watch some football. I trust these picks. I want to get 70%. I want that real bad. So, you know, let's get that. And I think can you help me with this right now?
Absolutely.
Close,
which what got us through World War II. What Sir Winston Churchill
said. Churchill.
Yeah, and in a pandemic, in the recession that we have, in social unrest, these words become even more important and true. And anybody that comes on the podcast, and Josh, the Marine, Josh Luna, believes this 100%. I believe it 100%. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Yeah. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Podcast Network.
I'm the best there is.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use. And they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report Podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.